January, Cousin Fred, we found him in the attic dead. In February's odd adventure, Father lost his dentures. In March, Fiona had a fright while coming home alone one night. Some men in a long black car made her get in and drove afar. In April, Horace left behind what little thought, what little mind he may have had in the result. He joined an unknown Eastern cult, tattooed his ears, pierced his nose, glides around on henna toes. His relatives are unforgiving, assert he's no longer living. The hip deep family in Mayant flow began to sneeze, which heralded some strange disease. In June, Jeffrey got himself arrested. He's still far and wide detested. In July, Mama's pin money dwindled away to not when she was swindled. In August, Bruno had a fit. A passing tot, he went and bit the hip deep family. In September, we were sad to lose Miss Gray while on a cruise. She happened to fall overboard into Norway's deepest fjord. In October, Alice was betrothed to Edgar, whom she found she loathed. His behavior ever since has been enough to make her wince. In November, it was rather frightening when baby Boo was struck by lightning. The experts think perhaps he'll walk and even sort of learn to talk. December, Amy's luck was rotten while singing Die Frau and Schatten. Without warning, lost her voice. A twist of fate, had no choice. The hip deep through the year, and so can celebrate a bit before the hands of fate shall get us in its grip again. But we anticipate, we anticipate.